We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
We are the Autoimmune Mamas, and I am Teresa.
And I'm Tiffany.
So, Tiffany, back to shoot the breeze again with you. Here we are today. What we want to talk about is what our why is. So this is perfect.
Maybe you can start us off, you know, what is your why and has your why changed over a period of time? What do you think?
I was thinking about even that statement, what is your why? I really hadn't heard about what is your why it's been like the last 10 years maybe, that people are really delving into their lives and why they do what they do and for who and what. I would say my why is that I have a couple whys, if I'm allowed to have a couple whys.
Oh, absolutely. It's your show. You're allowed to have whatever you want.
Oh, thank you. I actually believe that I'm here on earth to help people. I've felt that for a while now. And that is actually one of the reasons why I decided to go into the functional medicine health coaching, is to help people that are in like situations like me, that are going through what I'm going through since I have MS. So I feel like I need to be out there and be a voice. That's one of my whys. And the other one is I have a daughter. I love life. I don't want to go anywhere, to tell you the truth. I love everything about life. My daughter's a big part of my life. And I want to see her grow up. I want to see her be successful in anything she does. And I want to follow her journey. I'm not even going to say get married, have kids, blah, 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 blah. That's so
cliche.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Nowadays, right, she could become and do whatever she wants to, but I want to see it all and be there and experience it with her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and so has it changed? Has my why changed? I don't think it has. You just think about it more as you get older, you know? I don't think it's changed at all. I haven't really been thinking about it, like I said, last, I don't know, 5 years or so. That question has popped up more than ever. And it actually has you thinking about why you do what you do, why you want to be healthy, why you want to exercise, eat better, less stress, you know, relationships, why you want to do everything better.
Right. It's almost like when you know your why or your purpose, it just gives your life more meaning, really.
I agree with that. So it just hasn't changed. I think it's just grown. Your why just gets stronger, I think. And without a why, your purpose, you have less of a purpose. And everyone needs a purpose.
Right.
And if you don't think you have a why, I think you have to sit and think about it, because I think everyone has a why or should have a why. Yeah. Why you want to be here.
Right. When I think of why, like what is a why, it's just like I can't imagine doing anything else. Like it requires sacrifice, but it's worth it because I just can't imagine, you know, doing anything else in my life. So that's what I think of when I think of a why.
So tell me about your why.
Let's see. I think my why has changed and evolved. What motivates me has changed for sure. I think just because as a person I've changed. But so I think my first big why is, you know, I was given a really great opportunity in life. You know, I had a great upbringing. I was educated. And I think my first why was really to give back and to touch the lives and to help others. Very similar to what, you know, to what you have said. And I just wanted to be as much of a positive influence and really in early in my life, it was very career focused. So that was just to influence women and give them strength through care and education. I am, you know, women's health nurse practitioner, a nurse midwife. You know, my goal has always been professionally to empower women so they can make decisions for their best life. And I did this for many years. You know, I made a difference through my career. And that was probably my first time I ever thought of a why and, you know, what I was doing. But I would say I have a new why now because life has evolved and changed. And now it'd be more to, you know, to live happy, a happy life, and to live surrounded by those that I love. And I guess to provide, you know, the best life for my girls. I think motherhood would now be my why more than anything at this time.
That's good. I like all that. It's a pretty deep subject, actually, when you think about it.
Well, it is. And you sit here and I thought, like, well, what am I doing? What matters the most to me? What am I spending my time doing? And it's really, I'm investing time and energy into my kids. That's what's important now, I guess. So that's my why right now. I don't think that why will ever change because as a mother, you cherish that role. I mean, the role to raise great humans, I don't think that ever stops. So that why will be forever with me. You know, I think it's just the single most important thing for me. And once I had kids, that's just, you know, my other why didn't go away. It's just, you know, refocused, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about it too, it's like touching other people's lives.
Oh, that's good. Right.
And that's why I love what I do also. I'm a patient care coordinator at my sister's dental office, and I love the interaction I have with the patients. It's just authentic. I literally can sit and talk to our patients for, believe me, 10, 20, 30, 45 minutes, and I have.
Right.
You know? But it's relationship building, and that's what I love about being around people. And you just get so much from each other.
Oh, sure. I mean, you're a people person through and through. Absolutely.
And then, you know, I used to post like a positive word on my Facebook page a day. I did that for a while and then I stopped. And you don't realize really how much you touch other people's lives or how other people are touched by yours. You know what I mean? Just by doing something simple like that, like posting a positive word or, you know, a quote or what have you, people need that in their lives. You don't realize it until you stop and then like, are you okay? I haven't seen a positive word. I haven't seen a quote or anything from you. And then you think about, it really made me think that, wow, people are paying attention. They actually, you know, enjoy that I do that. And that's part of my why. I mean, really, and that's why I wanted to do this podcast is because there's so many people out there like us. And really, I don't care if you have an autoimmune disease or not. You know, this is just everyday conversation, talk, you know, things that happen in our lives, really. You know, we both happen to have an autoimmune disease, but we talk about stress hacks and COVID, and it's really relatable to anyone. It doesn't matter whether or not you have an autoimmune disease, but we just want people to know that we're here for them and that to keep on going, just to keep on going. And to find your why too. I mean, this is the reason why we're doing this. We want you to kind of delve into it yourself and figure out what your why is. Figure out why you want to get up every morning and go for a a, you know, 30-minute walk. Think about why you want to get up every morning and, you know, call your best friend or your mom. Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
Right. That's interesting. You had shared a quote with me earlier, and it just resonates. And again, you don't, like you said, you don't have to have an autoimmune disease or two or three. I mean, this is just life. But the quote was, when you know why you do what you do, even the toughest days become easier. That just resonated with me probably more than any other quote we've talked about on the podcast, because it just, it exemplifies your why. And even through those toughest days, you keep pushing because your why is important. And I feel like if you don't know your why, you could just be lost or unmotivated or all just every, you know, all those kind of things, if for lack of a better word. But I think it's important as you're saying.
It's motivation is a good word. It's a motivation to get up and get going.
Yes.
Every morning and do it.
For sure. And, you know, for me right now, it is for myself, but it's for my girls. I want to create an environment that portrays like my strengths. I want, you know, to pass my strengths to them, discipline and patience and kindness and independence. And I know that, you know, I'm talking about a lot about my why being for them, but that's what fills me up too. You know, that those things, that's what makes me happy too.
That's what it comes down to. What do you have to live for?
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That summarizes it up really, really well.
So that's about all I have for what my why is today. Do you have anything else to talk about, Tiffany?
No, just hopefully this sparks maybe conversation with friends or family, or gets you know, as a listener thinking. It definitely did for me when Tressa said, hey, let's do what is your why or what is your purpose? I was like, oh, okay. All right, let me think about that. But it did help me to reflect, like, what was my why? Has my why changed? What does that look like? What motivates me? And just thinking about it and revisiting has been super helpful. So if you don't think about it, I would just encourage you to do so. And again, I'm going to requote it again, because I guess my last thoughts would be what you had said to me earlier. And that's, when you know why you do what you do, even the toughest days become easier. And I just love that.
Great way to end, for sure. So until next podcast, I hope you all stay well.
Thanks for listening, and be safe. We'll catch you next time.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.